Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 16 to 18. Deliberate disobedience will lead to failure and captivity. We read in 2 Kings chapter 17 verses 20 to 23 like this. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them from his sight. For he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They did not depart from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away from their own land to Assyria, as it is to this day. The book of 2 Kings assesses the history of Israel and elaborates their eventual demise in terms of non-adherence to the covenant principles laid out in the book of Deuteronomy. The Assyrian deportation of Israel occurred due to the fact that they deliberately disobeyed Jehovah God during their entire 300-year history by worshipping other gods. The kings and the people of Israel had ignored the repeated warnings of the prophets and had rejected God's covenant completely. The Israelites committed two forms of idolatry. First, by worshipping gods other than the God of Israel. And second, by bowing before images that they had fashioned for themselves. From the time the Israelites had settled in Canaan until their exile to Assyria, they were influenced by their idolatrous neighbors. And these influences were aided by mixed marriages like those of Solomon and Ahab. They had feared other gods, walked in the customs of other nations, built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, and wooden images everywhere, and multiplied their idolatry. They turned their backs on God's commandments and adopted the man-made religion of their neighbors. The reason for the fall of Samaria and the end of the northern kingdom is clearly stated to be its spiritual failure in turning from the living God to worshipping other gods that exist only in people's depraved imagination. So God gave them their ultimate punishment, captivity and deportation to a foreign country. The king of Assyria carried the 10 northern tribes of Israel away to Mesopotamia and Media in 722 BC. This was the judgment of God prophesied long ago through Moses. The king of Assyria carried the 10 northern tribes of Israel away to Mesopotamia and Media in 722 BC. This was the judgment of God prophesied long ago through Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 47 to 68. The history of any nation, and not just Israel, must ultimately be judged according to its faithfulness to the Lord. As we read in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34 like this, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Israel's demise as a nation was a direct consequence of her sin. The same is true of any individual who persists in rebellion and deliberate disobedience against God. When we examine 2 Kings chapter 17 closely, we come across four sins that were committed by Israelites that we should avoid in our lives. Number one, they forgot God's mercy in saving them from Egyptian bondage. We need to remind ourselves daily what God has done for us, as we read in Psalms 103. Number two, they imitated the ungodly and corrupted their true worship of Jehovah by worldly practices. We should avoid any forms of dilution in our worship to God, who should be worshipped in spirit and truth. Number three, they refused to listen to the prophets of God and rejected the law of the Lord. We need to always pay close attention to what God is telling us through His servants and His word. And number four, they feared the Lord but manufactured their own religion. Let us note that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can go to God except through Jesus Christ alone. God's patience ran out with Israel, and He allowed them to be captured by Assyria. Let us not test God's patience in our lives by sinning constantly through deliberate disobedience to God's word. This will only lead to spiritual and moral failure in our lives as well.